Hey there! Here is ABC English Levels and Valentine. Today we're going to have a closer look at the Reading and Use of English Part 1 of the FC exam. You will learn what this part tests, how long the text is, how it is marked, and you will get some tips from me to complete the task easier. And we will practice a little bit. To ask any questions, get in touch with us through the contact form on our website or our email abc-englishlevels1word.com. Consult our intensive courses on the exam preparation and interactive e-live courses. Well, let's get to the point and go into it. What you should know about the Reading and Use of English Part 1 is the following. This part tests your knowledge of the meanings of the words, collocations, and the grammar related to certain words. The text for the Reading and Use of English Part 1 are usually of 150 to 160 words. They have 8 gaps to complete and one example. For each gap, you must choose the best option A, B, C, or D. And you get one mark for each correct answer. That is to say, if you give 8 correct answers, you will get 8 marks. Now let's talk about the tips. In any of the exam tasks, you must remember the following rules of thumb. First, read the instructions for each task carefully. Yes, you've practiced a lot, but being on edge, you can forget something. Be on edge means be nervous. Always read the title, subtitle, and titles for the paragraphs, if there are any, of course. This will immediately give you the idea of the topic. Whether or not you know anything about it, it helps. If you're lucky to have some information related to theme under your belt, you might feel more confident when choosing an option. Have something under your belt means to have experience in it. Well, if not, at least you will start to think about the subject. Second, skim the text quickly until the end and try to focus on the subjects and verbs. They will put you in the picture of the facts. Put somebody in the picture means to tell somebody about the situation. Next, return to the beginning of the text and read the gapped sentences carefully now. Read them entirely, not just the part with the missing word. You need to understand the meaning of the whole sentence, not only separate words. Pay close attention to the words around the gap also. That is to say, before and after the gap. Think of your own variant without looking at the given options, and only then try to choose the right option from the given ones. And finally, I would like to say that the trick of this task is often in synonyms. 2 out of 4 options may mean the same thing and be suitable from this point of view. And here, its majesty grammar comes to help, or its highness collocations might matter. It depends. Let's see some examples. For instance, what would you choose for the following sentence? The weather was rainy, we went for a walk. The weather was rainy, we went for a walk. The options are in spite of, despite, although, because of. So, in spite of, the weather was rainy, we went for a walk. Despite the weather was rainy, we went for a walk. Although the weather was rainy, we went for a walk, or because of the weather was rainy, we went for a walk. What do you think? The right answer is C, although. The thing is, A, B, and C have the same meaning. That is to say, in spite of, despite, although, they are all linkers of contrast and they mean the same thing. But after in spite of and despite, you must use a noun, gerund, or the structure in spite of the fact that or despite the fact that. However, the situation is different with although. After it, you must use a clause with a subject and verb. Here we have the subject, the weather, and the verb was. What about D option, because of? It's irrelevant. Absolutely, because with it, the sentence would have the meaning, we went for a walk because the weather was rainy. Well, one may prefer to walk in the rainy weather, like singing in the rain, but it's not so common, right? So it's grammar order. For collocations, we can consider the next sentence. He, blah blah blah, a successful career in medicine. And we have to choose from A, pursued, B, did, C, gained, D, won. He pursued a successful career, he did a successful career, he gained a successful career, or he won a successful career. Think for a second. One, two. What's your answer? The right answer is A, pursued. We can pursue a career, build a career, carve out a career, or make a career, but not do a career, gain or win a career. So, this is an example of a collocation. And the last tip, please always mind the context. It always defines what word is suitable. Let's have some practice now. It is clear that in the format of an audio lesson, we can't do a complete task with 8 gaps. I wouldn't like to exhaust you in any way, but a paragraph with 4 missing words might be suitable. So listen to the sample text. Let's say its title is Make Advantage of Unhappy Love. And it reads, I will read you the whole text first, and then we will see what we need to put in each gap. Okay? Instead of the missing word, I will say, sound, yeah? And you will understand that here you need to think about a word. Okay, let's start. That awful morning started with a WhatsApp message from her boyfriend saying he was dumping her. He added that he would love her forever in his own way, and he wished things had, differently. Nancy was down, heartbroken. For a while, she got lost, but then her artistic nature took over her. She knew how to turn private, into a piece of art. So, 2 days after, the message, a new project of hers appeared. Nancy sent the message she got to a variety of women of different occupations and asked them to interpret it, their job. This is a short text. It has 4 gaps here. I have read it entirely for you, because I want you to understand the idea of it. Yeah, so I hope you got it. And now let's analyze it. First, let's see the title. You understand that the text is about an unhappy relationship, so sadness and pain are implied. Sometimes it doesn't matter, but sometimes it's important to understand which option would be the best. Take the sentence with the first gap. I will read it again for you. He added that he would love her forever in his own way, and he wished things had differently. Think of a possible word here. First of all, it must be a verb due to grammar. We have had before the gap and differently after it. Differently is an adverb. Adverbs define verbs, and had is the part of the past perfect. Next, the logic of the context demands some softening, apologizing from her boyfriend. So we could suppose he wanted things to go differently. Now let's look at the options. Turned out, turned off, turned up, turn around, sorry. Turn out, turn off, turn up, and turn around. And let's see. I will read the sentence again to you, just to refresh your mind. He added that he would love her forever in his own way, and he wished things had differently. Since it's the past perfect, remember we need the third form of the verb. And also we said it should be the meaning of something that went in a different way. So let's see. He wished things had turned out differently. He wished things had turned off differently. He wished things had turned up differently. He wished things had turned around differently. What is your answer? The right one is A, turned out. He wished things had turned out differently. Why? We turn off electronic devices, for example. We say somebody turns up when they appear in some place, and we turn around when we move our body to face in a different direction. So, turn out means to result in a particular way. Now, DIY, do it yourself. I skip the process of analyzing of the rest of the gaps. You can do it yourself, I hope, and I'll be glad to hear your reasons in the comments below. But I'll give you the right answers right now. In the sentence, she knew how to turn private into a piece of art. There are options: fear, pain, joy, and distraction. The right answer is pain. Private pain, turn private pain into a piece of art. And the third sentence. So 2 days after the message, a new project of hers appeared. The options are getting, sending, writing, designing. So the best option is getting the message. After 2 days after getting the message, a new project of hers appeared. And finally, the last sentence. Nancy sent the message she got to a variety of women of different occupations and asked them to interpret it their job instead of their job, according to their job, because of their job, and despite their job. So the right answer is according to their job. She asked them to interpret it according to their job. Well, let's stop for now. In the next audio lesson, we'll consider the second part of the FC reading and use of English. This was ABC English Levels and your Valentine. Take care.